You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 74, and I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the podcasting queen. My guest today says, with vision, you have to see it before you see it. She's going to dive in later and talk more about what she means with that and how we can use that in our businesses. As a Christian entrepreneur, do you have a vision for your business and your life? We should have. Joining me on today's show is Lavinia Marshall. Lavinia is an energetic speaker. She's a corporate trainer and a mentor who loves people. She has spoken at businesses, at universities, churches, not-profits, and many conferences. She's also the president of Totally You, where they focus on inspiring and empowering women to become all God has called them to be. And she believes that far too many people are simply going through the motions of life without finding personal fulfillment or God's will for their lives. Now, on today's show, she is going to share, in life and business, you must have a vision. And if you don't, guess what? You're spinning your wheels. She's going to talk about if you want to succeed, you've got to have that staying power. This helps you persevere, especially when times are tough, when they're rocky, and when you feel confused. And she's also going to share, you have to have belief in yourself and God in order to do something that hasn't been done before. And that means understanding your USP. So welcome to the show, Lavinia.
Thank you for having me, Anne-Marie. It's such a pleasure to be here today.
Oh, look, it's such a pleasure to speak with you as well. And, you know, as I'm reading through your introduction and shared what you are really standing up for and what your purpose here to help women really fulfill their personal, destinies, if you will, and what God has for their lives, I really agree that so many people, sadly, don't even know what that is and going through the motion. So would love to hear more of your insights in that area. But one of the things that I'm doing with all of the guests, and I would love for you to have that opportunity too, is just share the journey that led you down the path to now having this business, the Totally You. Was that something that you've always dreamed of doing, or you had an inkling, or has life circumstances led you down to now having this business?
Well, I believe it started many years ago. I had my first brick and mortar business before I was 30 years old. Mm-hmm. And with that business, I had an opportunity to meet a lot of women and to sow into their lives and really see some lives change. I owned a hair and nail salon in an area of town where I live. And it was kind of the first of its kind because it was, multicultural. It was very diverse. Mm-hmm. And so I met a lot of women that were going through different things in their lives, and it gave me an opportunity to pour into them and to sow seeds into them. Mm. And so we started having these, what I call them sisterships, but more fellowships, where we were doing these home meetings because I felt like I had something to give, but I felt like there were other seasoned women that had something to give, especially spiritually, that can help these women. So we started doing that. We did that for years. And then one day I really felt like God said, now I want you to go and take this to your church. Mm. So I did. I went to the pastor and to the pastor's wife, and I talked to them about starting a women's ministry at our church. Mm. We had events per se, but nothing that was fluid, that was all the time for women. Mm. And so I got the go ahead to start. And so I became the president of the board of the women's ministry at our church. And there were other ladies that were on the team. And with that, we were able to do some really grand things to help inspire and to empower women's life in spiritual ways, I'll say.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as the years went on, I just felt like that there was more, I guess I would say. Mm. And God gave me a vision of Totally You. He gave me the name, the date, But he also told me that it was not time. So I had to wait until it was time. At that time, I was homeschooling my kids. And they were my main focus. But I wrote, you know, just like the scripture says, write the vision down and make it plain. So I wrote the vision down. I remember I was sitting at my little prayer bench and I just wrote everything down, the name and kind of how I saw it and just all these little different, whatever I got from God, I just start writing. Sometimes you just have to start getting it out of here and onto a piece of paper in order to really get the vision going. And so I did that and I waited. That was 2003. And I waited until I felt like God was ready. My kids were a little bit older. And in 2007, I launched the first event for Totally You. So it was a process. And sometimes we think things happen suddenly, but no, God is leading us up to it if we'll just follow.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, as you were saying how God gave you that vision and he said to you, not yet, timing is not right. I think sometimes, you know, when we do have an idea or a vision, we launch straight into it because we think, I'm going to do that now. And yet, you know, no matter how hard we try, it just doesn't get off the ground. And it's kind of like, well, I wish God had given me that memo, but we obviously had some inkling, but we just weren't listening. So thank goodness, you had that and you trusted and that you wrote it down. Let's talk a little bit more around vision. The reason I say this is because you've said if you don't, you're spinning your wheels. And it's interesting, a couple of years ago, I was part of a larger mastermind in a business group. So many of them did not have a vision. So we spent a lot of time mapping ours out, which I still continue to use today. You know, it evolves a little bit, but the mission's still the same and so forth with the vision. Many businesses don't take the time to do that, do they? Sadly.
Yeah, and that's true I believe very strongly if you don't know where you're going, then where are you going?
Yes.
And if you can't see it, then how is it really going to happen? Mm-hmm. And I think about a vision is different from a dream. You know, sometimes people say make your dreams come to life, but your dreams can come to life if you have a vision. Mm-hmm. So I think about like a dream. You know, some people have a dream about owning their own business or doing something on their own. But a dream doesn't have arms, legs, feet, strategy, goals. But a vision does.
Yes.
And so it is very important for businesses to have a vision because that's their platform. It should be their platform. It should be their foundation so that they can build upon the vision.
Yes. When you look at your vision that you have created and even the business prior that you were the nail salon, had you created a vision for that as well? Is that something that you've always done or is it something that you've learned to do with this Totally You business? How have you, when you look at vision, what's that been for you?
I think maybe innately it seems like something that I've always done, probably without really thinking about it.
Yes.
Because as a student, I'd say in college, I always had a vision, not just a dream, a vision to want to own my own business. I went to school for business and marketing, and I knew that one day that I would. And so I had an inkling that it would be in the beauty industry, per se. I didn't really know how that would play out. And then I began to see it. And so I started working in that area so that that vision can come to pass. And then when we went out to look for the space, because I had seen it, it was easy when we found that space to say, this is it.
Yes.
Because I had seen it beforehand. Yeah.
It's interesting that you say you also write it down. I love writing down things as well. And sometimes, you know, when you clean out cupboards and things, you find old journals and notebooks that you've scribbled things in. And it's so interesting to look back because sometimes you write things down, you know, as an idea or so, and you go through and you think, at the time, you think, I'm just putting this down. And it's like, wow, that happened, or it was even bigger than you even expected. Have you found that to be true? Have you had that too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think that sometimes, that's why I think it's very important that we do sometimes get things out of our head and put it down on paper. Mm-hmm. And it begins to, I believe once we do that, it begins to expand. Mm-hmm. Once we put it on paper, it begins to seem like it can be a reality once we put it on paper. And so that's why I work with a lot of nonprofits in the past. Mm-hmm. We set up mission statements and vision statements because you've got to get that going first. Mm-hmm. And once we get those basics going, then it just blossoms mm-hmm. from there. So yes, it's very important.
Yes. One of the things that I've heard feedback, it's similar to goal setting, but vision is really setting but a big picture goal with every, you know, all of the various components that you want included in that vision. But I've also heard it said, you know, if I don't write it down, then I'm not actually setting myself up for failure, because guess what happens if I don't reach it? Which is really quite sad, and I've heard some women do that. I don't even want to think about that. I'm just going to go with the flow, because then if I don't achieve it, I'm not disappointing. I won't be disappointed. Speak a little bit to that, especially if someone's listening today that really hasn't clearly defined their vision, because they know that if they do put it on paper, they're kind of committing themselves to it, and if it doesn't turn out, then they're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, I think that... let's think about it like this. Mm-hmm. So fear, we know, according to the scripture, has torment, and mm-hmm. fear is not from God. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like a cop out.
It is.
I want to be nice, right? If we don't write it down, then we don't have any, we don't really acknowledge that it was ever really there deep down on the inside of us. Mm-hmm. And then we don't have any accountability. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get something done, at some point you're going to have to hold yourself accountable yes. to what you want to get done. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes we're afraid because we don't have clarity. Mm-hmm. And so without clarity, then we don't get confidence mm-hmm. to do what we want to do. Mm-hmm. Nor do we have the courage to step out and do what we want to do. Yeah. And so I think about those three C's. They're very important mm-hmm. on anything that you're going to do, especially in business. Mm-hmm. You've got to have clarity. You've got to have confidence. And you've got to have courage.
Yes.
And then from that, then I think when you have that foundation, you can stay committed. You should be able to stay committed. Because you're clear about what you're going to do. Mm-hmm. You feel like, yes, I'm very confident that I'm going to get this done.
Yes.
No matter what. And then I'm going to be bold enough and have enough courage to go and get it done. So you're going to be more committed mm-hmm. to whatever your task is.
Yeah, so, so true. And I think also, too, we think about it from a Christian business point of view, as we're writing down that those visions and the goals and things, and we're praying about that, by not writing it down, it's kind of saying, well, don't you expect God to step in and support you? If you're seeking the kingdom first and his righteousness, then he will be there alongside you to support you. And another aspect of this, and this may also be true of some people, is sometimes they don't know how. But isn't it often when we write the vision down, the how, God will show us, people will show up. People will say, oh, I know that resource, or things just happen. But it won't. It's very difficult unless we have that focus, which is what the vision is really going to share, to support us. Share some insights around that. Have there been times where you really didn't know how you were going to achieve it, but you're putting this goal down, you're putting the vision down, and then things just fell into place? Have you got examples of that when that happened to you as well in your business?
Yes, so just recently, like I'm working on a retreat for women, mm-hmm. and it's going to be in Colorado, and I really felt like God was really pushing me, mm-hmm. Stretching my faith, mm-hmm. stretching my mindset, shifting me and shifting mm-hmm. the business. And so it's for women who are leaders, those who feel like they're always struggling and serving and always giving, as women. we always are the caretakers. We're always the ones that are giving and going. Mm. It's like that little Energizer Bunny that just keeps going. And I have been used to doing my events and things like that where the people were. I go to a city where a pocket of women are, another city where a pocket of women are. But to take women across from the East Coast to the West Coast of the United States, it was it is a challenge in my faith as well as theirs. And so, but I wrote it down. And I began to start planning it out. Once I wrote it down, I began to say, okay, this can happen. And then I took steps. Okay, so now I've got to find out where we're going to go, what we're going to do, what are the topics that we're going to be discussing, how am I going to be a conduit to help these women to refresh and be rejuvenated so that they can rise in the things that they've been called to do.
Yes.
So once I wrote it down, again, I said, okay, God, me and you, we're going to do this. And provision began to happen. And we were able to go out there and to see all these venues and get favor with all of these places to come and see all these venues and then to get favor at the place that we're going to have it, which is the Glen Eyrie. And so it just began to flow once I decided that me and God, we can make this vision happen.
Yes, yes. And you know what's interesting as you're explaining that, you started with a step that you did know you needed to do, and that was to write down everything that was in your consciousness around what you needed to do. From there, you looked at it, what's the next step? What's the next step after that? And so often what we try and do, and I think you said this so beautifully earlier, in that we're thinking too far ahead and we overwhelm ourselves. And the reason that we don't have the steps is because we have to back up and do these steps first. Or this is the season where we're waiting and developing and expanding strength in areas that are going to support us as we move forward into that next phase of building our business. Such a fantastic reminder, and what an incredible story to share, you know, insight to share around that, because it's true. When we step up in faith and trust, God just steps in and goes, right, I got this, you know. Yeah. And
we have to learn not to be anxious. One of my favorite scriptures is, and in Philippians 4, be anxious about nothing,
yes,
but with everything, prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will mount guard over you.
Yeah.
And so, but when we start to get overwhelmed, you know, and that happens, that's real talk.
Yes.
We can get overwhelmed. But we don't want to get in a place where we become anxious. And I've been there at times where I get anxious because sometimes we don't know which steps to take. But if we just kind of step back and allow Holy Spirit to speak to us and to show us and to trust, that's the big thing about being a Christian entrepreneur, is to trust and to allow God, as you say, show us this step. And the next step, and the next step. Because sometimes we always, as a visionary, I see the big picture, the end result.
Yeah,
and I'm like, okay, God,
I'm ready to run. I'm ready to run this race. It's like, whoa, back up, back to the starting line. It's like, really? But it's true, isn't it? It is. And there's a reason and a purpose for every single thing that happens, because, as I said, we don't see what's ahead. And sometimes it is dodging something that could really have had us derail our idea and that plan. And we just have to trust and know that he certainly has our best interests at heart continuously. That really segues beautifully into talking around having staying power. I think as entrepreneurs, we think of a market that is, you know, constantly changing so fast. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs are struggling to keep up with all the technologies and things that, you know, many of us now are leveraging in our business. Speak a bit more about that, because I think it's so important. Have that staying power if you really want to succeed.
Yes, because if you don't, it's like you've given up on your dream, you've given up on your vision, you've given up on your business. And so I was at a women's event yesterday, and the speaker was talking about taking your business global. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that she said was, taking your business global is not for the faint-hearted. Mm-hmm. And then she said, I'll take that back. Being a businesswoman is not for the faint-hearted. So things are going to, such as life, they're going to get tough. Sometimes things aren't always going to be smooth. And so, but you've got to know that you know that you know that you know that you want to do this. Mm-hmm. And you've got to push through the pain. Yes. You've got to have the energy and the excitement. And sometimes that might mean you need to sit back and refresh and regroup and mm-hmm. rethink. But you need to get back to that point where you are excited. Because perseverance, that's a part of perseverance. Mm-hmm. And you've just got to continue to push. And sometimes you'll find that there are barriers that you need to break, either in your mindset or in your industry, mm-hmm. internal or external barriers. We have those. But if you are going to stay in business and be successful, you've got to be able to persevere. And sometimes you've got to be able to break through those barriers so that you can get to the next phase of your business.
Yes. So true. And I think as you're sharing that, I'm reminded that, you know, sometimes as we are looking at how we're working in our business and staying power, sometimes, you know, we're still passionate about our business, but because we are stretching ourselves too thin, we are so exhausted that our bodies are saying, you know, you do need rest. It's important for us. And in the Bible, we're told, you know, rest in me. And there's a reason why we turn to the word. And sometimes as businesses, because we're, chasing the next call or whatever it is, we get so busy with the busyness of busyness that we become overwhelmed health-wise. And that can, have you found that too? Sometimes if I'm so tired or I wake up in the night and I think of an idea, I'm awake then. The next day or the following day after that, I can just be like this. And no matter how passionate I am about my business, I really am not producing and functioning the way that I really should be. Have you had that too?
Oh, yes. I'm a late night person. So, yes, I do. I do have that. But sometimes we need to listen to our bodies. Mm. You know, we only have one temple. Mm-hmm. So we need to take care of our bodies, because sometimes we'll pay for it. Yes. Sometimes a week later, a month later, or what have you, and with sicknesses and illnesses also. Mm. And so rest is very, 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 it's funny that you say that. God has had me on rest for the last, I'd say, 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Talking about the importance of rest and how it affects our, if we don't rest correctly, rest versus stress. Mm-hmm. We're going to have stress in our lives. Mm. And that affects our organs, our internal organs. Mm-hmm. But we have to learn how to temper some of that stress, mm-hmm. some of that we don't have control over, you know, those external things. Mm-hmm. But some of those we do, those they're internal stresses also. And one of those ways is that we need to sometimes schedule rest.
Yes.
And sometimes rest may be as simple as 5 minutes of putting your feet up. Mm. Or it may be saying, you know what, I'm going to get up from this computer when I get finished with this call or what have you, or with this business meeting, and I'm going to go and take a walk for 10 minutes down the street. Or I'm going to listen to my favorite worship song or what have you. Mm-hmm. And so we do have to find some rest in our days and in our weeks, so that we can be recharged and re-energized. Yes. Because if not, then as you said, we're not as productive. Mm. Just think about those little kids that go to school and they didn't get enough. You know, I remember the kids, they didn't get enough rest when they came to school and they was laying up on the desk, you know,
not ready
to get schoolwork done or whatever, because they were up doing something else. Mm. So yeah, we all, our bodies need it. And it's very, very important. And I think about the story of Nehemiah. When I think about vision, to me, being a visionary and have leadership qualities, he's one of the greatest examples. And the people start to get really weary because they were working so hard.
Yes.
And what did he tell them to do? Come here. Come on. Let's gather together. And he kind of called like a solemn assembly to a certain degree, where they would come together, and then he built them back up.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that we can do this.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you may need to go somewhere, listen to a message or, you know, something that's going to just rejuvenate your spirit.
Yes.
As well as give your body some physical rest. It's very, very
important. And I think, you know, sometimes when we look at social media and we see the hustle, you know, all of that, you know, sometimes it's rest, because we really can work ourselves into, yes, as you said, sickness. The body will take care of itself if we don't. And
that's right.
That's really important. And then, of course, we cannot be who God destined us to be and show up and make an impact that I know many of us want to do. Let's talk about having to have the belief in yourself and God in order to do something that hasn't been done before. That can really be scary, can't it, sometimes, particularly if you're sharing a message you know is going to make an incredible impact in the world to your clients and the people who you are here to serve and support. And it may also push buttons for others, which we need to learn to go, you know what, that's not here who we are here to impact. Speak a bit more about that, because sometimes that can be a challenge for many Christian entrepreneurs too.
Yes, I think for Christian entrepreneurs, we have to learn what voices are we going to listen to. Because there is a lot of noise right now. And if you're going to be on mission, on task of what you feel like God has given you, you've got to learn how to tune out all the noise, especially today with we have so many things competing for our attention.
Yes.
And so it's almost like I always see this narrow path, this long hallway. I get this picture a lot. And that's about staying focused on where you're going and what you're doing. And when you stay focused, in this hallway, there's doors on the left and doors on the right. As you look at this hallway that I always see, I get this visual. And sometimes you may be curious as to what's over here on the left or what's up there in that door on the right or whatever. But you don't really want to go into those doors because they're not where you're supposed to be going. And I always see like a big exit sign at the end of this long path. And where you're trying to do is get to that exit sign, because that's the end of the path. That's your destination. I think those other things on the left and right, those are temptation. Those are things that we want to look and get curious about and try to go over and look and see what's over there. But what's over there is not for you.
No. Distractions and detours. That's what they are. Distractions and detours from our destiny.
Right. That's exactly what they are. Yes. Yeah. So you've got to just look straight ahead on that path that has been set and designed for you. And especially sometimes this is what I find as women, when we're women entrepreneurs or women in business, even in career women, sometimes that we're going in places and spaces that have sometimes been traditionally been held by men. And so sometimes that's difficult barriers to break. But when you've got this knowing that this is what you've been called to do, you don't let those detours and distractions and those voices, you don't let them keep you from doing what you know that you have been called to do. That does not mean that it's going to be easy.
Yes.
And that's again, that staying power, persevering, knowing your vision and fighting that good fight of faith. That's where that comes in, because you see women now stepping out into spaces that did used to always be occupied by men. Mm-hmm. And I think about in the academy, they talk a lot about women being marginalized. Mm. And they talk about men being in the center. And in the center is where, in the center of a circle, it sometimes seems to be where the men make all the decisions. They're in the boardrooms. This is where all the happening is, mm-hmm. and everything. But one thing, something that God gave me is, but when you draw a circle, it's the margins that define that circle.
Yes.
And so we as women should not be so concerned with the center, but that mm-hmm. margin, we can construct the circumference of our own circle.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so he kind of showed me how to deconstruct that and how to think that if you're going to do something different, or if you're going to go into a space where no one else has been, you've got to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So important. So important, because sometimes there are definitely, well, distractions, detours, doubt, people, even internal doubt, you know, the internal critic that we have to really distract right. us and discourage us from, as we've said, our destiny. And I think we really need to start to have the conversation with ourselves, but also empower and support other people, other women, and to get behind them, I think, certainly, because, yeah, you do need support too, don't you? You can't really do it on your own, but you have to have that vision, that staying power, because when things do happen, and they will happen, it's that staying power, that commitment, and that confidence that will just have you get back up and go, you know what, I'm going to continue because that's so important. I'm just going to do something differently or get different resources. But somehow I'm going to continue on that path, which is just so, so exciting. Lavinia, how can people find out more about Totally You? What's the best way in the events that you have? What's the best way for them to connect?
Okay, so the best way is you can find me at totallyyou.org. So that's, I'll just spell it, T-O-T-A-L-L-Y, mm-hmm. the letter U.org. And then also in reference to those women who feel like, you know, they are the ones who are always serving and giving. And mm-hmm. if they're looking for an opportunity to refresh and rejuvenate, they can go to irisetothetop.com and look up information there.
Fantastic. Also. Fantastic. We'll put all of those details on the show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE74, and people can click through that as well. Before we finish up the show, Lavinia, may I say a word of prayer for you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. All right. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the opportunity to hear Lavinia share her testimony and share her insights. So very important. Lord, there are so many of us that have really not tapped into the strengths and the gifts that you have blessed us with to walk boldly through your strength and your direction to the destiny that you have created for us, to be able to make an impact with the passion and the mission that we have in the world. Father, I just want to pray for the work that Lavinia is doing, for the women that she is supporting and nurturing in her group, and those that are coming into her event. Father, will you continue to bless the work that she is doing, the incredibly important work. There are so many women who have got a message that you've placed on their heart to get that out, to impart that to the world so that they can make an impact one message at a time. Father, will you continue to bless her, continue to really find favor with her, make her path straight, we pray, for any distractions and doubt or things that are there to try and stop her from living her destiny, that in Jesus' name are bound and broken, and that she can continue to walk closely with you. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been a delight, and continued success, and it's been a pleasure speaking with you today.
My pleasure, and thank you so much for having me, Anne-Marie.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com, changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.